إسى من جوع ومن شبع فربما خمصات شر من تخم مولاي صاحب.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. ولا أعد من الفعل الجميل قراء ضيف ألم برأسي غير محتشمي. I have not prepared from deeds a feast. I have not prepared from deeds, the good deeds, a feast, and to honor the guest which has settled on my head. I have not honored him. Allama Busairi Rahimullah is mentioning in this particular stanza under this chapter of the Nafs, and he's acknowledging that these gray hair have settled on my head, on his head, he's saying, and it's there, I'm supposed to honor this guest. But I have not honored this guest, rather I've just let it go, let it pass. Meaning that gray hair generally, people supposed to honor it. People supposed to see that, look, this is a reminder of where I'm supposed to be heading towards. But rather I've got this big, huge bucket list, which is allowing my nafs to engage further and further into the dunyawi affairs. At that critical juncture, we have produced a bucket list. They say, what's wrong with you? You don't have a bucket list. It's like you're not a human being. But leave that bucket list. Just yesterday I was reading, people used to speak and scream, Schumacher, Schumacher, and how many awards didn't he win? How many Formula Ones didn't he come out first? And you could say in his field, untouchable in racing. No racer can speak about racing without speaking about Michael Schumacher. But he went on a particular sky or skiing activity with his child, and something went wrong and he fell onto a rock. And they say after 7 years or more, he's actually made a public appearance. So when you speak, generally why I'm saying this is because we just follow whatever مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever imitates a nation, then he's part of them. So because the kuffar have a bucket list, so we also have to have a bucket list. And on that bucket list, what do we put? Skydiving, skiing, all of these issues. Nowhere on that bucket list is it, I need to become the slave of Allah Azza wa Jal, which is supposed to be from the time, even before you became baligh, from that ages of 7, 8, 9, 10, you are already, it's been instilled in you by your parents that I need to become the slave of Allah. Because this is the reason why we were created. Allah says in Surah Al-Dhariyat, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created the jinnkind and the mankind except that they should worship me. To recognize, أَيْ لِيَعْرِفُونَ, the Mufassirin say, to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So recognizing, recognition. And how do you, what is proof, evidence? It is in line with your actions. But sadly so, and this is what Allama Busairi rahimullah is addressing. وَلَا أَعَدْتُ مِنَ الْفَعْلِ الْجَمِيلِ قِرَى ضَيْفٍ أَلَمَّ بِرَأْسِي غَيْرَ مُحْتَشِمِي مُحْتَشِمِي. So let's go into the words. أَعَدَّ وَلَا أَعَدْتُ. What's the meaning of this here? It means preparations. وَلَا I have not prepared. I have not made the necessary preparations. Let's see a verse in the Quran Sharif which uses this word and let's elaborate from there. So we are also at the same time improving. We are increasing our vocabulary of the Quran Sharif. Suratul Anfal is Surah 8 of the Quran Sharif. So when you're turning to verse number 60, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here, وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةِ And make preparations against them. Make preparations against them. This word prepare, preparations, this is what it is. Allah is saying here in this verse, and we could tie this in very aptly with what is happening in Palestine, in Gaza to be more specific, that the preparations were ongoing. They kept it going. They didn't stop just there. It was continuous. And then came 7th October 2023 when they decided to launch 5,000 rockets. But look at the preparations behind it. This is what it means. وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةِ Suratul Anfal, we said to you, Surah 8, verse number 60. Under this particular verse, Mufti Shafi Saab Rahimullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, illuminate his qabr. We say, Nawwarallahu marqadahu. He puts this title beautifully, production and supply of military hardware for jihad is a religious obligation. Production and supply of military hardware for jihad is a religious obligation. Now, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here, وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ This مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ, what does it tell us? What signal does it give to the mu'mineen, to the believers? Is it necessary that you have to have the weapons that they have? If you see their weaponry, and what iron domes and defense systems don't they have? Are you supposed to match them? No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning clearly here, مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ What is in your capacity? Prepare that which is in your capacity. Your supply, war materials, what you can produce, you do it, even if it may be a stone. That's also in your capacity. But the lesson is, do not sit like a coward. Stand firm, even if it may be with a stone. And how courageous was in those youth, you would see and you would hear until today. That continues. Even with a stone, they are throwing at these major, major tanks and major, major commanders, if you want to call them, battalions, belongs to this battalion, 2,200. Just this morning, four of them were wiped out. Four of them. And you see the ages, 22 years, 23 years, soldier of fortune experts, because they can only play behind this fortitude which they have, which is protected and sealed and bulletproofed. They press buttons, drones, they use it. That is why Allah Azza wa Jal mentions this here in the Quran Sharif, in Suratul Jumu'ah. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ هَادُوا Say, O Jews, إِن زَعَمْتُمْ أَنَّكُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ لِلَّهِ مِن دُونِ النَّاسِ فَتَمَنَّوُا الْمَوْتِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ Allah says, say to the Jews, say, O Jews, if you really believe that you are the friends of Allah, you promote all these anti-Semitism slogans and you believe you are the chosen ones, then wish for death if you are truthful. And then Allah says, "Wala," they will never ever wish for it. They will never ever wish for it. This is mentioned in Suratul Jumu'ah. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ هَادُوا O Jews, say, O Jews, if you really wish, or if you really think, believe that you are the friends of Allah, then wish for death. If you are truthful, وَلَا يَتَمَنَّوْنَهُ أَبَدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ They will never ever wish for it. They will never ever wish for it because بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ Because of what their hands have sent forth. Till today, they are using their hands, they're pressing those buttons, those drones. And we'll see now how beautiful this verse is. So prepare what you can, what is in your capacity. Min quwwah. Let's translate min quwwah now. Min quwwah. So first we said, what is in your capacity? You don't have to match them in quantity or quality. But have something to the point that we said to you in the previous lesson that even if it may be that which is in your kitchen cupboard. You know, when the looting was taking place, one senior mufti, he changed the whole scene. He changed it from feeling overpowered to feeling the sense of you having that power. This is what it means. وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ He said, even if you have masala in your cupboard, go and use it, O females. If they come and attack you, what do you do? But have something in place. Have something in place so that you may defend yourself. The same mufti who gave this instruction then, it so happened this experience, I'm not going to say the name, perhaps the mufti will feel, why did I say it? Or maybe it's, we shouldn't. So we just keep it like this. But I know exactly who I'm speaking about. They were traveling in Durban, and these thieves came and approached their vehicle. At the back of his car, his daughter was sitting in the back seat. And they took her phone, or they were attempting to take her phone. So what she did, quickly she reacted and she took the phone and she threw it out the other window, on the other side. So that kept the other criminal, the other thief, running for the phone there. So that was one, gone. The other one came for the mufti, but the mufti gave a fight. And with that tussle, he fled eventually and they drove away and they got free. What I'm saying to you is this, one is speech, one is instruction, but then look at practicality. Allah forgive us, we are weak, we don't know how we'll respond. But let not, you don't ask for difficulty. You don't ask for difficulty. But nonetheless, I'm saying to you, during that whole looting process, how he changed our mindsets to say that instead of feeling overpowered, go and use something, present something. What do we say? No, just give in, let them take what they want, or let them do what they want. But you see, this makes you that overpowering feeling. That I can't do anything to protect, defend myself. Whereas Islam teaches, you must defend yourself. So even if it means using that which is in your kitchen cupboard, and he says your knives which you have, or this which you have, something there, Allah's help will come down for you. Of course, you have to weigh the situation. You have to be intelligent. You can't just say, okay, I'm listening, I'm going to act ignorantly. You have to have a plan in place. That's why. And when he came back after that incident took place, where they tried to rob him, he came back and for the entire teachers of the Darul Uloom, he purchased weapons, the spray, pepper spray and all of this for them so that in case something happens like this. And in fact, one brother, he had it in his car, pepper spray and everything. But he says when they approached him during one of these incidents, He forgot totally about the pepper spray, everything. He didn't know how to respond. And they were asking for money, and he eventually gave them. He said, I just got... But they put a gun to his head. And he said, at that point, you just freeze. So Allah knows best. But we have to have some defense in place. We have to. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, over a year, and the Mujahideen in Gaza are still giving that fight over 375 days now. And still moving strong, alhamdulillah. And they are fulfilling the obligation of the entire ummah. Otherwise it was on our head. So, وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ. And prepare against them, make ready against them what you have, what you are capable of from power. Min quwwa is used here in the Quran Sharif. Min quwwa, Allah Azza wa Jal didn't specify. In those days, arrows, swords would be used. But Allah Azza wa Jal kept it open, general, because today what you're using, what's the modern warfare weapons? You're speaking of munitions. You are speaking of all of this sophisticated defense systems. Drones, Turkish drones, this, that, the other. It's open, categories after categories. So Allah just used min quwwa. So till today, whatever it is that is going to make you useful in terms of defending yourself, defending Masjid al-Aqsa, defending Islam, you make sure you keep it and you utilize it. Min quwwa. Cannons, whatever it is that is going to help you, assist you. Look at, this is the beauty of the Quran Sharif. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions all of this in here. Fighter planes, submarines, all of that specifications, details are not mentioned. But Allah just wraps it up in this min quwwa. That is all inclusive. Production and supply of military hardware for jihad is a religious obligation. Then Allah says, وَمِن رِبَاطِ الْخَيْلِ, and from the trained horses, and of the trained horses. So yeah, because still today, certain areas, you will still need the horses to go in there. Horses can only reach those places. If you have a tank, those tanks cannot travel everywhere, but the horse can. In different environments, the horse can. Allah says then, تُرْهِبُونَ بِهِ عَدُوَ اللَّهِ وَعَدُوَكُمْ. This is the objective. Whereby you frighten the enemy of Allah and your own enemy. وَآخَرِينَ مِن دُونِهِمْ. And others besides them whom you do not know of. لَا تَعْلَمُونَهُمْ. You do not know of them. اللَّهُ يَعْلَمُهُمْ. Allah knows them. Allah knows them. They may seem like your friend. They may come across as we assisting you. Our names are Hizbullah and Nasrullah and this and that. Names from the Quran Sharif. But Allah knows that they are not your friends. They are your enemies. And they have their hidden agenda. They have their ulterior motive. But they're just supporting you because they are looking at the bigger picture. And one day they want their hands on the same thing that you are defending. So for all of this warfare and all of this weapons and the distribution, production of it, it requires skill, it requires money. Then Allah says, وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ. That which, whatever thing you spend in the way of Allah, it will be paid to you in full. يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ. And you shall not be wronged. You're spending so much sophisticated weaponry, sophisticated warfare, modern day artillery. So all of this, you have it. You're spending money on it. Don't worry. You will get it back in full. And you will not be wronged. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions this. So that was under wa'iddu. If you see as well, you just to digress and solidify what we are saying here. Jihad also means with the tongue. Narration of Abu Dawood. جاهدوا المشركين بأموالكم وأنفسكم وألسنتكم. Jihad with the tongue. Allah says, fight them, fight the mushrikeen with your wealth, with yourselves and your tongues. So tongues, under tongues, what do you use? Your keyboards. What they call them? The keyboard warriors. Yes, the media is their tool which they use. And they use this tool to create that lack of confidence in the believer's heart. Whereas Allah Azza wa Jalla just mentioned, and we said to you in this verse, turhibuna. Turhibuna, to instill that fear. Turhibuna bihi aduwallahi wa aduwakum. So they will, you'll see these articles are written in the style to make them, the believers, look like they are overpowered. But if you have to go, and if you have to stand in Tel Aviv, you will hear all those sirens and you will wonder what's happening here. Constantly, and rockets, and that is that awe that Allah, that fear that Allah has instilled in their hearts. So with your tongues, when they say 7th October 2023, you bring up that whole list of massacres that occurred even before the 7th of October 2023, and you bring that whole list down. Killing of babies, all of that. You bring in how they lied about beheading babies. Hamas, all of this. And when the facts came, they didn't know where to hide. But you see, there was this one topic that someone had written on. Does it pay them to lie? Does it pay them? What's the weight here? Is there a... Is it beneficial for them to lose their authenticity? Well, they don't care, because they know that they still got your support in some other way, in some other field, in some other product, in some other way. They've got, so with one tongue, you are opposing them. With the other, you are supporting them. How do you break away from all of this? You do not follow or imitate them. This is it. You write against them, you speak against them, you do what you can. This is also jihad. I said to you, narration of Abu Dawud, Nasai, Ahmad has also mentioned it. Jahidul mushrikeena bi amwalikum wa anfusikum wa alsinatikum. With your wealth, with yourselves and your tongues. This includes your fingers, your keyboard. So, this year is the command of Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is all mentioned as we've said to you. The same word, preparations. So let's go to a different topic here now. Love for Allah, love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the entire topic of this Qasida Burda. Love for Allah, love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sa'ala an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ani sa'a. A person came, narration of Bukhari Sharif, Anas radiallahu anhu is the narrator. Anna rajulan, a man came, sa'ala an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ani sa'a, and asked about the year after, asked about the day of judgment, about the hour. Say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so your time becomes beneficial, my time becomes beneficial, and there is this mercy that is descending upon us. You have to believe it, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not speak out of his desires. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ Surah Al-Najm, chapter 53, verse 3 and 4. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not speak out of his desires. What he says is revelation revealed to him. So, 10 mercies for every time you say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man salla alayya wahidatan sallallahu alayhi ashara. Narration of Muslim. Whoever sends one salutation upon me, Allah sends 10 mercies, 10 blessings upon him. A person came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he's asking about the final hour. Faqal, mata sa'a? He's saying, when is the hour? When is the day of judgment? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him this question in return to prepare his mindset, instead of asking when. You know, we become so attracted to when is Qiyamah, when is it? Like that's going to be our rescue. People will say, Qiyamah on this day, Qiyamah on this day, Qiyamah on this day. Qiyamah will definitely happen on a Friday. But more than that, nobody can say anything else. Authentic, nobody can pinpoint. It will happen suddenly. So he's asking, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't give him a date, doesn't say 2027, does not say 2030, does not say any of that. Rather, the question is, وَمَاذَا أَعْتَدْتَ لَهَا? What have you prepared for Qiyamah? We become so oblivious of our own self. We are focusing on Gaza, but we forgot about our own selves. We forgot what preparations, luggage are we taking towards our final destination. Preparations, what have you prepared, Nabi sallallahu alayhi, this word, a'tadta. Yeah. See, in our stanza, وَلَا أَعْتَدْتُ مِنَ الْفِعْلِ الْجَمِيلِ قِرَاءٍ Allama Abu Sayri rahimullah is saying, I have not prepared from the good deeds a feast. This guest has lodged on my head. And I haven't honored him. I have not honored him. The person replied, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him the question, what you prepared? He said, قال لا شيء إلا أني أحب الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, I have not prepared nothing. All I have is I love Allah and His Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم's response, فقال أنت مع من أحباب أنت مع من أحببت. You will be with the one whom you love. See, love, L-O-V-E, four-letter word. But when it's directed to Allah and His Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم, then it has such effects that is going to boost us, that is going to allow us, enable us to be with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam on that day when everyone will be running helter-skelter, searching for even the slightest of help and assistance. Whereas you will need so much. Every deed, every person, you will want to claim your rights because you know that that is going to rescue you. And Allah is just. Look at what Anas radiallahu anhu commenting on this particular hadith. Anas radiallahu anhu is the narrator. Anas radiallahu anhu is saying, what a great sahabi he is on himself. He is saying, فَمَا فَرِحْنَا بِشَيْءٍ فَرَحْنَا بِقَوْلِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ Nothing made me happy. Nothing made us happy. The way this word and speech of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made us happy. Nothing made us happy the way this word, the speech of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made us happy. Anta ma'a man ahbabta. This word here. Put it down. You speak of bucket list. Why don't you make a list of words for you to memorize that will give you solace, that will give you happiness in difficult situations? Anta ma'a man ahbabta. You will be with the one whom you love. قال أنس, أنس رضي الله عنه further elaborates and says, فأنا أحب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأبا بكر وعمر. Definitely indeed, I love Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. I love Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه. I love Umar رضي الله عنه. وأرجو أن أكون معهم بحبي إياهم وإن لم أعمل بمثل أعمالهم. I'm hopeful that I will be with them due to my love, due to my soul love for them. Even though I did not do the actions that match their actions. Even though I did not do the actions that match their actions. Who is saying this? A great honorable Sahabi. He who got that title, Allah is pleased with him and they are pleased with Allah. He is pleased with Allah. He is saying that I am hopeful. Due to the statement, I will be with Abu Bakr radiallahu, I will be with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, due to my love for them, even though I didn't do the actions. See, this does not mean that we must sit in the back seat and put our gear in reverse. This means that yes, we must accelerate in terms of good deeds, but when we fall short, we shouldn't lose hope, because that love still should give us that boost in times when our batteries are flat. And that is what should encourage us, because if you see our deeds on its own, it's you may be doing good deeds, but really, how much is it lacking? We think we are doing, let's say that, but how much are we lacking, slacking? So this word, أعتدت ولا أعتدت من الفعل الجميل. I have not prepared from the feast, from the good deeds, a feast. This word جميل, which comes after فعل. فعل من الفعل, you know, is action. الجميل, جميل, narration of Muslim Sharif. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had spoken so beautifully about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, Inna Allah jameelun wa yuhibbul jamal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beautiful and He loves beauty. Beauty in your actions, beauty in your responsibilities, beauty in terms of fulfilling your duties. All of this is what you need to look forward to. If you see this word Jameel, it comes in another narration as well, just to understand it. When you're speaking of sustenance, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, narration of Ibn Majah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had addressed the people, Ayyuhan nas, O people, ittaqullah wa ajmilu fi talabi. O people, fear Allah and be moderate in terms of seeking, searching for a living. This narration, it comes in Ibn Majah under the section Bab al-Iqtisadi fi Talab al-Ma'isha. Moderation in seeking to earn a living. Not going overboard. I need to earn, I need to earn. Wait, you have no peace. وَأَجْمِلُوا فِي الطَّلَبِ. Be moderate in searching for your provision. And why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَإِنَّ نَفْسًا لَن تَمُوتَ حَتَّى تَسْتَوْفِيَ رِزْقَهَا وَإِنْ أَبْدَعَ عَنْهَا. That no nafs, surely no nafs, never will a nafs leave or depart until he's that nafs full sustenance will be granted to him on this earth before he leaves. وَإِنْ أَبْدَعَ عَنْهَا. Even though it is given gradually, even though it comes down slowly. Then stress again, emphasis, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَأَجْمِلُوا فِي الطَّلَبِ. So, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ first, وَأَجْمِلُوا فِي الطَّلَبِ. Fear Allah and be moderate in searching for your sustenance. خُذُوا مَا حَلَّ. Take that which is pure, that which is halal. وَدَعُوا مَا حَرُبَ. And leave that which is haram. So this word, أَجْمِلُوا, comes from this jim mim lam. Jameel, that is the root word. The trilateral roots is jim mim lam. And here to elaborate, wa ajmilu, that is it. Be moderate. Once upon occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had made dua for Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. He said, Allahumma jammilhu. O Allah, grant him the beauty. And it said, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, till a late age, he had no gray hair. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, till a late age, it is said about him, he had no white hair. So yeah, when you say ajmal al-kalam, mukhtasar baat, a summarized, short, concise talk, that is what it means. Then, so we spoke about jameel. وَلَا أَعَدُّ مِنَ الْفِعْلِ الْجَمِيلِ I have not prepared beautiful deeds. Beautiful deeds. قِرَى دَيْفٍ To honor the guest which has settled on my head. So I have not done anything. I have not prepared anything for this guest. Or I have not been hospital to my guest. So this word daif has, you'll find it in, if you open Bukhari Sharif, just the third narration there. When Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha is consoling Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam got wahi for the first time. Jibreel alayhi salam came, hugged Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and instructed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You know the whole incident, we're not going into the details. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came and mentioned all of this, one of the statements that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had mentioned, he said, لَقَدْ خَشِيتُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِي I feared for myself. Khadija radiallahu anha mentioned, كَلَّا وَاللَّهِ مَا يُخْزِيكَ اللَّهُ أَبَدًا Never will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala humiliate you. إِنَّكَ لَتَسِلُ الرَّحِيمِ That you maintain family ties. وَتَحْمِلُ الْكَلِّ وَتَكْسِبُ الْمَعْدُومِ وَتَقْرِي الضَّيْفِ We'll just go to the fast forward to this. وَتَقْرِي الضَّيْفِ Taqri al-dayf means you honor your guests. You honor your guests. And if you see Sayyiduna Lut alayhi salam, this was the habit of Anbiya alayhi salam. And the first was, if you see in the narration of Muwatta Imam Malik, Muwatta Malik, Kana Ibrahimu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam awwala nasi dayyaf al-dayf. Ibrahim alayhi salam, in the narration it says sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that's why I read it. Kana Ibrahim sallallahu alayhi wasallam awwalun nasi dayyaf al-dayf. He was the first amongst the people to honor the guests. He had this habit. It comes from his sunnah, Ibrahim alayhi salam. See, you initiated something good. The legacy is left behind. We recall our grandparents. Jumu'ah, my grandfather. So this is my maternal grandfather. He would not come home from Jumu'ah until he came home with a guest. The day he came home without a guest, that was a day of, you could say, not mourning, that would be exaggerating, but uncomfort, discomfort. Where is the guest? You came home with no guest. He would stay for long periods of time till he grabs someone and tells him, come home. Today, addressing myself firstly, we look to see how we can alienate ourselves from all these good practices. We want to break away from it. Yet when you look at their lives, the barakah that they had in their homes, you start to wonder, it must be definitely because of this, that there is a lack of barakah that is settling on my home. Or there's no barakah, or there's no peace. Sometimes it just means calling a guest home. That could solve most. Practice of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Abul Anbiya, the father of Anbiya alayhi salam, practice of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Lut alayhi salam, if you see in Surah Al-Hijr, which is chapter 15 of the Quran Sharif, you turn to verse 68, Allah Azza wa Jal says, قال إن هؤلاء ضيفي فلا تفضحون. Lut alayhi salam said, They are my guests. Inna ha'ula'i dayfi. They are my guests. Fala tafdahun. So do not put me to shame. Do not humiliate me. This year, guests, and the benefits of it. We just go through one sunnah dua. We learn sunnah du'as, we learn verses, we learn words. Here's one sunnah du'a. Someone invites you to their house. And what kind of invitation must you accept? Remember, you know, nobody can put you under pressure. If that invitation consists of the commands being broken, the commands of Allah being broken. So there's intermingling, there's music, there's nobody can put pressure and even tell you that you are breaking family ties. There's no such a thing. There's a principle in Islam that you cannot obey anybody by disobeying Allah. لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق في معصية الله. There is no obedience to creation, to the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So understand that principle, then it will solve many other issues. If you see the narration of Abu Dawood, Nasai has also mentioned it. What is the masnoon dua? Someone invites you, everything. So what dua do you make for them? Aftara indakum as-sa'imun. وَأَكَلَ طَعَامَكُمُ الْأَبْرَارِ وَسَلَّتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. We're going to recite it slowly. So although this is for a person who invites you for iftar, but this dua, it is mentioned, you recite it for anybody who invites you. أَفْتَرَ عِنْدَكُمُ الصَّائِمُونَ. May fasting people break their fast with you. وَأَكَلَ طَعَامُكُمُ الْأَبْرَارِ. May the virtuous eat your food. وَصَلَّتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. And may the angels bless you. Look at the last part. You know, sometimes you're asking for this one to make dua for you. Here you are pleading to the angels. You make dua for these people. You bless these people. وَصَلَّتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. And recite this dua aloud. أَفْطَرَ عِنْدَكُمُ الصَّائِمُونَ. وَأَكَلَ طَعَامُكُمُ الْأَبْرَارِ وَصَلَّتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. May the angels bless you. This is it, a beautiful dua. You know the incident with Ibrahim alayhi salam, and that if you want the reference, we're not going to go into the details, but Surah Dhariyat, so that's Surah 51, and verse 24. هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ ضَيْفِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ. Has there come to you the incident of the honored guests of Ibrahim alayhi salam? See, honored guests of Ibrahim alayhi salam. That's where we fit in that narration of Muwatta Imam Malik, when Nabi sallallahu, where the narration is, كان إبراهيم صلى الله عليه وسلم أول الناس ضيف الضيف. He was the first. He was the first to honor guests. That was Sayyiduna Ibrahim عليه السلام. We don't have time. There's a minute left. ألم. This word here. ألم. ألم برأس غير محتشمي. This ألم, it means a little. A little. And if you see in the Quran Sharif, it comes in Surah An-Najm, so that's 53, Surah 53, verse 32. Illa lamam. This word comes there. Except minor involvements. There's a whole discussion there. Inshallah, we will leave this for the next session, inshallah. And in this year, but just to give you the crux of it, it means minor, it means a little. أَلَمَّ بِرَأْسِ خَيْرَ مُحْتَشِمِ. Alam also means to come suddenly. Suddenly. So, if you see, there's many explanations here. I'll just give you one. And then we'll finish off with this, inshallah. So, it was asked about how should we honor the guests? And we spoke about all of this here. But if you look at the explanation of this here, Allama Abu Sayyidi rahimullah is just saying in a nutshell, this gray hair is settled on my head. I have not honored him. I have just let it go like this. Suddenly it just came on. Whereas in the Sharia, if you look at the narration of Abu Dawood, إِنَّ مِنْ إِجْلَالِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى إِكْرَامَ ذِي الشَّيْبَةِ الْمُسْلِمِ Muslim goes grey. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's part of his honor and he reveres, makes the ikram of those, that Muslim who's turned grey. Narration of Abu Dawood. So, short, concise, summary. The grey hair on my beard, the grey hair on my head, it's come on. I'm supposed to honor these hair by doing good deeds, but I've not honored it and I've ignored it.